Dan Archer has bought Jack's small holding in Ambridge. Yesterday, Peggy and the children packed up the house and went to make a new home with Jack on their Cornish farm. Jane Maxwell, who left Fairbrothers on Friday, is also due to leave Ambridge today. It's been arranged that after she's collected her baggage from Mrs. Perkins' house, she'll give the key to Phil. Phil is examining Fairbrothers' poultry this morning when Grace approaches him and reminds him of her earlier statement that she wanted to do some work.
Phil?
Yeah?
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes. Couldn't I?
Probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Well, if you told your father, what does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
What's wrong?
Nothing. You look marvellous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just a job, but they're far too good for working clothes.
Well, I thought they looked rather nice.
Oh, they do. I'd like to have you about the place permanently like that, but if you're going to work, well, you'd need a new outfit every week.
Well, I wasn't proposing to start this morning.
Oh.
I merely wanted to be formally introduced to the poultry. Mm-hmm. Then you can have me in dungarees and leather jerkin if you like.
Fair enough. Well, look, I've just been forking over this litter here. I'll explain all about it in due course. But the chief thing is that it means less work in cleaning, watering and feeding.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also culling a few of these birds. You can do it if you like, Grace. You're very good at wringing necks.
Heavens, no.
Oh, I'll have to do it myself then.
Why do you wring their necks?
To kill them, sweetie.
No, you amaze me. Now, that's what I call a most instructive answer.
Oh, I get it. You mean...